Hall of Fame. My soul is possessed by this devil. My new name is Rain Man.
Episode 28 of the Rain Man podcast. First off, okay. Thank you to everybody who, for their condolences, prayers, all that jazz. No, seriously, thank you. My grandmother had passed last week, and this podcast is basically the experience there. The trip up, which, I was just naive to how long 14 hours really was. We drove up, the whole family, in a car. Yeah. and I get into a little detail into that right there, that experience alone. I can honestly say that a trip that I dreaded at first, honestly dreaded this ride, because I just knew it was coming, you know. I was at home, I forgot what time it was, but I know it was late. It had to be after 9 or 10, and, my phone rings, and I just see my sister's name, and it's like, fuck, like, I, like, goddamn. And, yeah, she let me know, and right when she told me, I was just like, oh, that's the first thing that popped up was, like, oh, the ride. But then it's, you know, being selfish, fuck the ride, it's, you know, my grandmother passed, and that was, you know, the most important thing. And, yeah, the ride sucked, but what we were going to sucked even more. But it actually, what I was about to say was, a ride that I dreaded ended up being, like, a great experience. And that's what this podcast is. All right, so sit back, enjoy, you know, do whatever. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. Sorry. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Okay, so here's the plan. I'm in Georgia. The funeral's in New York. 14-hour drive. And mind you, that's not counting, frequent stops. I can't say that word right now. But you know what the fuck I'm saying. A lot of fucking stops, all right? It's me, my father, his woman, you know, the stepmother's coming. And the two kids. Not mine, it's theirs. All right, the 7-year-old and the 1-year-old. This is a long fucking trip, people. I don't know if you realize... I don't know if you realize how long 14 hours is. That's 14 fucking hours, man. That's half a fucking day. In a metal fucking box. Right off the bat, entertainment wise, I don't know what I was about to say, rise. The entertainment, usually when I drive, I like listening to podcasts. Not much music. That's just me. But yeah, I couldn't listen to any of my podcasts right off the bat. I looked through my list, you know, I don't have. Anything, I'd say family friendly, as they'd say. Nothing like that. And again, I got the 1-year-old and I got the 8-year-old in the back seat. You know, I can't listen to, to Joey Diaz. You know, I love Uncle Joey, but, he's not family friendly, man. I'm talking about eating ass and, oh man, I can't explain that shit to my sister right now. It's horrible, you know? And of course, when Joey starts getting all in detail and shit, you know, that really gets uncomfortable next to my father, which he likes Joey Diaz, but again, he has the fucking, you know, the family in the backseat, so. Couldn't listen to that. Couldn't listen to anything, man. None of my indie shit. I couldn't listen to my Smoking Jays, you know, my ladies. I couldn't listen to them, you know. I love them, but, you know, when they have females there, you know, they have a... They have a segment called fucking dick sucking stories. That's not the 1-year-old shouldn't be hearing that type of shit. So yeah, I'm sorry, but I couldn't listen to shit, man. So that automatically made this the trip extra long, because when you have a playlist of podcasts, good ones, that average about 1 hour to 2 hours, you know, the time just flies by. You know, I use it for work. When you use the radio and you got to hear the same fucking songs, oh my God, I'm getting a headache just thinking about it. Jesus Christ, have you heard the fucking radio? If I hear Shake It Off by Taylor fucking Swift, first off, you see, now I'm going to come off mean. But fuck it, she put me through torture, so I feel like I'd be rude. What the fuck is she shaking? She has nothing. Okay, first off, let me get comfortable. this Taylor Swift, and this has nothing to do with her music, but I guess I'm talking to the fellas, or ladies, both, you know, fuck it. This whole skinny shit, this whole anorexic look, is that the thing now? Do you guys like that? The flat ass? The 2 bee stings on her chest? Is that shit sexy? I don't know what the fuck this bitch is shaking. You have nothing, sweetie. I'm sorry. Jesus Christ, Miley tried that shit. It's not cute. I don't fucking get it. Look, she can sing. But I must have heard that song about, I had to hear it at least 50 times. Then who sings this one other song? Who sings this song? Somebody tweet me this fucking guy. It's fucking trumpets. I think that's all I know. He's singing about fucking trumpets. Like, he sees this chick. He thinks of trumpets. What the fuck? Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I don't get it. Is this podcast entertaining right now? I'm sorry. It's just, come on, I just couldn't. The trip up there was fucking horrible, just listening to the goddamn radio, and you had to have it on. You know, you gotta listen to something. Oh, fuck. There was some other song, too. I remember the, what was it? It was the fucking Taylor Swift, the fucking trumpet guy. I know somebody listening knows what fucking song I'm talking about. That fucking trumpets. Am I just listening to the lyrics too much? Like, he says some shit about your ass reminds me of a Kanye West song, and like, he references other songs I would much rather be listening to. Like, he says some shit, like, he sees this chick and she reminds her of a Katy Perry song. And it's like, yeah, I would much rather be listening to Katy Perry right about now, dude. Fuck, just fucking trumpets. I think that's the name of this episode. It's just going to be fucking trumpets. Oh, my goodness. There was another song that was just fucking just teeth rattling, just really fucking irritating the shit out of me. But the 8-year-old, or I meant the 7-year-old, just loved it. My little sister. What the fuck is it called? Hold on. Oh, the fucking bass. What's that? All about that bass. No Trouble. Which, when I first heard it, I honestly thought she was talking about like her sound system, like in her car. I thought she was just bragging about her song. I mean, bragging about her her stereo. I didn't know it was about fat. I didn't know the song was about fat shaming. No, actually, no, skinny shaming. Oh, reverse. Yeah. You would think I would like this type of song. I've seen what the chick looks like. You know what? She's, you know, when you hear this song, and, you know, she's basically saying, you know, what the fuck is sexy about, you know, skinny chicks? When you hear the song, you imagine the woman singing it to be, you know, pretty big, you know. I seen what this chick looks like. She's not that fucking big. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? That's not, bitch. You, You're just a little chubby. Where's the base? Like, that doesn't count. It's not the base. You could be fat as shit. It's like definition, like how it's shaped. How you keep it toned up. You can't just be fat as fuck and singing that song. So I figured, you know, the woman singing it would be, you know, pretty fat. But she really isn't. I was thinking maybe like Missy Elliott size. No, this chick is like, what did I say? What would I compare her to? Like Adele? Yeah. If she was like Precious size, like Jesus Christ, yeah, that would have been pretty fucking ridiculous. That's not even bass you're talking anymore. That's fucking subwoofers. All those years of playing Grand Theft Auto 3 paid off. I drove in New York for the first time, and I think I did pretty fucking good. I didn't kill anyone. I wanted to. and it wasn't even someone in the street. It was in the car. My father was, he was backseat driving on another level. That's all I'm going to say on that. but he got me really, really upset, and, you know, he got me too upset to the point where I forgot, you know, why we've been driving for, you know, 14 plus hours, and that was because, you know, my grandmother had passed away. So then when I got out the car, you know, I just like, just slammed the door like, God damn it, like, just fucking furious. But then it's like, okay, that's nothing compared to, like, you know, what's at hand, you know. And that is, you know, my grandmother passed, and it was, the wake was really nice. Like, it turned out good. Typical Puerto Ricans, we fucking partied and ended up leaving, like, I think, like, it was like 18 minutes when I checked. Like, we were supposed to leave at like 9, and like 9:18, we're just getting our coats on and shit. Like, you know, you just can't fucking take them anywhere. It was so funny. Yeah, it turned out nice. It turned out nice. Yeah, everybody said the same thing about my grandmother. She was, you know, she was very caring, loving, but, you know, just, she was a fucking hard ass, and, she told you what you needed to hear, you know, even if you didn't want to hear it, is what everybody says, and, yeah, it's true, and, it was nice, and she was cool. It's unfortunate that, I didn't spend as much time as I could have. I think, yeah, you usually think that, is what I'm told during something like this, but no, it's true, man. Yeah, I definitely, there were a couple of times I fucked up, like, you know, I'd be in New Haven, up in Connecticut, and I'll be like, I'm gonna go tomorrow, then I'll end up, you know, that night I'll just be so fucked up, you know, partying, that the next day I'm just like, oh, well, I'll catch her the next day, and then something else comes up, and, you know, you just keep procrastinating. You know, you bullshit, and, yeah. So, that's the only thing that sucked. But, it turned out nice. Then afterwards, what did we do? Oh, we went to my aunt's house. We got to eat an actual meal, you know, because, this road trip, this little, you know, overnight road trip, we didn't eat, you know. Or just bullshit, you know. It's on the road, or with the, you know, you can't really eat properly, I guess. I don't know. But we definitely didn't. And, yeah, we got to eat a meal, which was fucking great. And, you know, it was nice. Then we looked through old photo albums, which was fucking crazy. I seen pictures I never seen before, which was nice. And, I put those up on Instagram, the Rain Man Podcast, if you want to see them. you know, if you're curious. And, yeah, I think that's it, you know. Me, my dad, and my sister had, like, a really cool conversation, but I think that's not for the podcast. That's just, you know, it was just something cool we just had to vent. Yeah. You know. And we didn't need Dr. Phil, that cocksucker. Look at that. We did it ourselves. And, yeah, that was nice. And then we drove back in the complete opposite of the drive there. Leaving was so much smoother. And we ended up just driving straight through. 15, 16 hours. Matter of fact, you do the math. Hold on. We left at 1 p.m. We got home at, I think, 5:30. It was a long fucking time, I know that, so there you go. But we drove straight through. He drove, then I took a turn, and then he did it, so yeah. So there you go. And that was my trip. And I'm never going to do it again. Fuck that, I'm not driving up north. I'll do it by myself. All right, folks, that's the podcast, but, hold on, before I go, I'm over here watching this fucking, I found out his name, Jason Derulo. He sings that fucking trumpet song. Yeah, I'm watching him right now. Wow, now I really hate this fucking song. He hears angels every time she moans. Her eyes remind him of a Coldplay song. I just really hate this fucking song, and now it's just making me even more upset. Look at him, little fucking twinkle toes. Okay, let me get the fuck out of here. This, oh god. I hope you enjoyed that. Alright, I hope this episode wasn't too depressing. I don't think it was. But thanks for listening. Let me get out of here. Follow me on, Twitter. At Let's Go 5-5, or search the Rain Man Podcast. You'll find me right there. Subscribe on iTunes and that Stitcher thing. And that's it, folks. All right. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Okay. Be grateful for, I don't know, for whatever the fuck you got. All right. I definitely, did I say that too loud? I definitely, I'm thankful for a lot of shit. Definitely. Definitely am. Okay, I sound like fucking Rain Man. no, but seriously learned that trip. Or I learned that during this trip, I should say. Definitely be thankful, you know. just real quick, something I said this to my sister during the wake, and I told my cousin this the same thing. My grandmother's, like, her go-to meal, like, if you came over, just something that she could just fucking make real quick, like a snack, was rice and eggs, sunny side up. I like rice, I like eggs, but the combination, I thought it was just disgusting. I hated it. And, everybody in my family liked it, like, shit. I just hated it. So I would go out of my way when I would go visit her. I'd be like, fuck it, I'm going to just eat. Or I'm going to just bring McDonald's or something. And I remember, like, every fucking time, it never failed. Like, if I was about to walk into a White Castle or walk into a McDonald's, like, my sister would call me. Like, she was fucking watching me. And she'd just be like, just don't eat before... She just called me, don't eat before you get there. Just go and eat. Like, if she cooks something, just eat it. I just like, fuck. Oh, man. So, just shit like that, man. And I told her, like, man, you know what? As much as I hated that, like, I'd give anything just to have that right about now. As much as I fucking hated it. Oh, boy. So... there you go. Little story there for you. All right, let me get out of here. Yeah, I said everything. All right. Let me get the fuck out of here. Later. Bye.
Yo, Ray, that's you, baby? Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. Them people try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me teach you out your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga teach you out your money, boy? You crazy? All right, watch the tricks, baby. Because the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I go do my thing, man. I'm going on the road when you get it, when you... Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at at Madison Square Garden. And I just came through and you said, yo. And it was real, son. And you took the world by storm. They didn't understand it because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But, Ray, I'm going to tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belonged to you, man. Laws of God. Trust, keep a law in your heart, brother. And you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? Thou travel as far as in the dimension he could see. What you see. That's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar. Watch the cheat. And watch the thief.